Yachet Kelam Parachas Zayin Mishnah Yud Shloisha Shloisha Shen Nechlak Tar Min HaMedres Avol Tamei Maga Medres. A beggar that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, which is the minimum size of the makabo tumas medres, and his rubber zava sat on it, making it into a tumas medres, it became an ava tumah. And after it became tamei, it split into 2 pieces, and neither piece has a minimum size of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So therefore, it is now tar min medres, no longer tamei medres, since it no longer has a minimum size for tumas medres, which is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. But both pieces remain tamei, just with the lesser tumah, a tumah of a maga medres, which is a rishonless tumah. A kli that came into contact with a different kli, which was a medres, becomes a maga medres, a rishonless tumah. As both pieces, even though they don't have the minimum size to be tamei medres, which is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, they do have the minimum size to be makabel other tumah, such as maga medres, since both pieces are at least 3 etzpos by 3 etzpos. As we look at it, at the time that the beged split into 2, and the medrash disappeared, it's as if both pieces touched the medrash before it disappeared and became tame from the medrash, they became a rishon l'tumah. Just like we saw in the previous mishnah, that when you have a sheet which was tame medrash and you turned it into a curtain, when the medrash disappeared, it's as if the curtain touched that medrash and became a rishon l'tumah. So too in this case, when the beged split, we look at it as if the 2 pieces touched that medrash at the time the beged split, and therefore both pieces are rishon l'tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'chi be'ezem medrash nagazet. Rabbi Yosef said to the Tanakama, which medrash did these 2 pieces touch? How are they a magala medrash? They never touched the medrash. Even though the beged itself was originally a medrash, when the beged split and the medrash was gone, we don't look at it as if the 2 pieces touched that medrash, so therefore the 2 pieces are completely tar. Elim came nagato hazav, tame maga hazav. Unless the zav touches one or both of the pieces after they split, then they would be a rishon l'tumah. They would be tame maga hazav, which is a rishon l'tumah. But otherwise, the 2 pieces would be completely tar. When the medrash is gone, the 2 pieces are totally tar. Just like Rabbi Yossi said in the previous mishnah, that when you turn the sheet into a curtain, when the medrash is gone, the curtain is completely tar. So too, in this case, both pieces are completely tar. Somebody who finds a beged in an ashpa, it was thrown into a dump. If the beged is a minimum size of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and it's bari, it's completely intact, and it's also tzora melech, it's strong enough to wrap salt in it, in such a case, it would be makabel tumah. But if it does not have these 3 conditions, it would not be makabel tumah. Even though normally, as we've had before, the minimum size for beged to be makabel tumah is much less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. It's only 3 etzpos by 3 etzpos. In this case, where it was thrown into a dump, it lost its chashivas of a beged. It would no longer be considered a beged to be makabel tumah unless it was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and it was both bari and tzorer melech. The bayis, o bari, o tzorer melech. If this beged was not thrown in the dump, it was found in a house. In such a case, you do not need both bari and tzorer melech for it to be considered a beged and to be makabel tumah. Either or would suffice. If it was either bari, completely intact, or even if it was not completely intact, but it was tzor melech, or strong enough to wrap salt in it, it would be makabel tumah. Kama melech yu tzorer. Reva. That which we said, that the beged has to be tzor melech in order for it to be makabel tumah. How much salt does it have to hold? 1/4 cup. It has to hold 1/4 cup of salt for it to have the chashivas of a beged. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bedaka, v'chacham Omer Begasa, elu ve'elu miskavrin l'hakum. Rabbi Yehuda said the salt we're referring to is fine salt. While the Chachamim say we're not referring to fine salt, we're referring to coarse salt. And both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim intend to be mekel. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more difficult for it to hold fine salt than to hold coarse salt. The reason being is that fine salt is packed together more tightly, so therefore it's heavier. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda wanted it to be mekel. So he said, unless it holds 1/4 cup of fine salt, it would not be makabel tumah. While the Chachamim hold that it's more difficult for the beged to hold coarse salt since it had jagged edges. So therefore, the Chachamim wanted to be makel, and they said that unless it held 1/4 cup of coarse salt, it would not be makabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, shavim shloisha al shloisha ba'asbois, l'shalosh al shalosh ba'bais. Rabbi Shimon said, a beged that is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim and found in a dump has the same din as a beged that's 3 etzpos by 3 etzpos that was not thrown in the dump, instead it was found in a house. And according to Rabbi Shimon, If we find a beggar that's three tefachim by three tefachim in an ashpa, we don't look to see if it's bari or tor or melech. Instead, the din is, in any case, that it would have the same din of the beggar that's three esplos by three esplos that was not thrown in the ashpa. As a minimum size for a beggar to be makabel tumah, three esplos by three esplos. But it would be makabel only other tumas besides metres. In order for a beggar to be makabel tumas metres, it would have to be three tefachim by three tefachim. So therefore, the din of a beggar that's three esplos by three esplos is that it's makabel all tumas with the exception of metres. And Rabbi Shimon said, a beggar that's found in the ashpa, that three tefachim by three tefachim, would have that din, that it would be makabel all tumas with the exception of metres. Even though normally, a beggar that's three tefachim by three tefachim is large enough to be makabel tumas metres as well, but in this case, since it was thrown in the ashpa, it lost some of its chashivas, and therefore, it only has the din of a beggar that's three esplos by three esplos, that it would not be makabel tumas metres.